What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Get to the people, top of the hour, definitely some NFL rumor mill stuff. We'll have some fun with it, and some of you will get all angry, but whatever. Football today in between. Right now, we go to caller DJ, 97.1. Deej, what's going on, buddy?
What up, though, Money Mike? Welcome back, my dog.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely. How are you?
I'm great, man. Godfather Stoney, man. Always glad to hear you, man. You good?
I'm good, Deej.
Yeah, so check this out, man. I think I can't prove this is just me on some just listening and observing. I don't think that Hendon Hooker is getting cut. I don't think that Tesla has earned the right to be in the rotation. But for some reason, man, whether it was James Houston or Broderick Martin, who has literally looked like he's not even a PAL League football player, let alone an NFL player, Brad Holmes is not going to cut his draft pick. Like, he literally waits to the last inkling of he can't play before he lets somebody go like he did with James Houston. And I just think if you listen to what Brad Holmes has said over the years, Mike, about keeping receipts and drafting, he's paying attention. So he don't want to admit that he failed with Hooker or Broderick Martin, in my opinion. I don't think he wants to admit a failure with Tim Patrick. They're going to let him hold on because I think they trust him, and he just don't want to do that, in my opinion.
Well, that's not – cutting Tim Patrick is not admitting a failure. It's actually he's propping himself up more for the selection of Tesla.
Right. Well, I use the wrong word with Tim Patrick, failure. More so failure with Hendon Hooker and Broderick Martin. With Tim Patrick, I think they trust him, and that's his spot. I just don't think they're cutting him, in my opinion. I don't.
No, and listen, maybe you're right. It was just a read on it where you got a guy in a one-year deal. He's a vet. It's kind of redundant to keep them both. And you've got this mercurial rookie that you've heavily invested in. I just, that would be the way most of the league would do it. But DJ, you're right, is that Brad Holmes has definitely shown he likes himself some Brad Holmes. And he's probably not going to be quick to do that. Maybe you're right. I mean, but I still will be surprised if you have, again, Tim Patrick's been hurt, but if you have Tim Patrick on the field over Tesla, who's got the higher upside? Who's the guy that can provide you more?
Absolutely, Tesla. It's just when you listen to them last year, man, and I always listen to Dan Campbell very closely. Their thing is trust, trust, trust. The fact that they trust him and they're familiar with him and they brought him back even after some injury problems here and there in his past, it just lets me know, yeah, they're going to slide Tesla in slowly, but that's not the end of Tim Patrick, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, listen, it's part of the fun. You do the declarative statement thing. It's just the read coming out of it. Stoney, anything? You good?
Yeah, I think Broderick Martin, though, is going to get cut. Yeah. I don't think he's going to favor himself for that. I mean, he had what? He had an offsides, and I think he lined up in the neutral zone on Saturday. That don't cut it.
No. And he's shown nothing as a pro.
Correct.
So that's just, you chalk it up. It is what it is. David, go ahead.
Hooker needs to go. His time has run out. We don't need him anymore. 100%. They're going to cut Hooker and Patrick. Also, backup QB is currently on another team right now.
Why do people say that?
Because I think there's an infatuation with the third string quarterback on your team. I think people think that the Giants are going to cut Jameis, that Jameis is better than Kyle Allen.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily agree with that. And second of all, Jameis is a distraction. This team doesn't do that. They don't want that. Jameis isn't any good.
Kyle Allen, at least Kyle Allen has won NFL games, right? I mean, yes. He's not great.
No, but the point is he spent a season as a starter.
Right.
And he wasn't totally atrocious.
Correct.
He's been a quality backup in places like Houston, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Washington. This is exactly the type of backup you carry if you think you are a high-level team.
Right.
You're not going to have some expensive backup QB who's going to bring distraction. Plus, Kyle Allen looks like he has complete command of what's going on. Every report out of campus.
And you know what he has that people around here love? Ooh, a quarterback with mobility.
Okay. People, really, they're obsessed with it.
I know.
David, go ahead, buddy.
I recently bought a new TV, thought something was wrong when I saw TJ on camera. That is from Christopher.
Yeah, it was like you had oversaturated the color spectrum. I told him, I go, what were you thinking? Oh, bro, it was really hot. I'm like, no, TJ, if it was just hot, your whole face would have been red. You look like you had ski goggles on painted white. It was ridiculous. And, you know, good for Benetti being a pro. Because if I were Benetti, I would have made fun of TJ repeatedly. TJ looked like he was hanging out next to the Chernobyl reactor.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yes, Dave.
Tesla is young, good, and cheap. Bye-bye, Tim Patrick. Someone else says, all three statements are good. Wondering how high Patrick and Hooker are going to bounce when they get cut, because that is definitely happening.
Yeah, look, hey, if they want to keep Hendon Hooker around, go for it. I don't see it. I mean, it's year three. He's shown no ability to play this game. And... you got Kyle Allen to me. I'll take the guy who's thrown 700 passes in the NFL.
Yes.
Not interested in the guy who's thrown seven. Let's go over to Mo, 97.1. Mo, what's going on, buddy?
What up, guys? Happy Monday to you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so listen, I think what I love about Dan Campbell is the very thing that annoys me about A.J. Hinch. That game last night, so-called you trust your guy. I think Dan Campbell's at a point right now where trust is a factor, but he empowers his players. So I do believe you'll see Tislaw take a lot of snaps from your man Tim Patrick, whether he's healthy or not. That's just the bottom line. Dude's a football player, bro. He's proven it. And he just never had the quarterback play to consistently maximize his ability.
That's no, the kid he had at Arkansas, Taylen Green, is terrible. Trash. He's terrible.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. And I got to do say one thing about – one thing I will say about Hendon Hooker is this. You get drafted, you have ACL tear, second-year program, you learn Ben Johnson's system. It takes that year to get acclimated with your health and then learning. So you haven't seen really any football time. And with a coach like Dan Campbell, it's put up or shut up. He empowers you, but he expects you results. Then you get a coordinator switch in Johnny Morton. Then you run a vanilla plays where you're a run, and you're in third and eight. When you have a quarterback that hasn't touched the field or practiced as much, and you put them in a situation where it's third and eight all the time and expect them to throw, what results are you going to get, Mike? We know this story, man. Like, you got to give the guy, empower him, and give him some time to grow. So I don't think it's time to – he hasn't played well, but it's not time to cut him, man. You bring him on the practice squad.
That's fine. Him,
but let me ask you this, though. If they try to get him to the practice squad, he can be claimed. And if everybody feels the same way you do, somebody will pick him up. I think they just keep three quarterbacks.
Well, I'd rather have six receivers than three quarterbacks because Dan Campbell's a smart coach and depth was needed in last year's playoffs on both sides of the ball. So we need defensive players in depth. I'd keep the three or four safeties. I'd keep six receivers. I'm not keeping three quarterbacks.
I'm with you. That's Mo. That's the genesis of my remark. Like it's not anti Hendon Hooker. It's just I'd rather have positional flexibility in other spots than carry a guy who won't even hold the clipboard. Like, he holds the Gatorade bottle for the guy who holds the clipboard.
Right.
Not interested. It just doesn't make sense to me. Kyle Allen has shown you everything you've asked for in this town. Fine. You're my backup. And the reality is, if Goff dies, it doesn't matter who fills in.
Exactly.
Your season's over.
Right. You're there, hopefully, that Kyle Allen or Hendon Hooker, but obviously it'd be Kyle Allen, can at least play half a football game for you if, God forbid, Goff got hurt, you know, in a big game.
Yeah.
See, but I have a problem with the statement that the caller has on Hooker because I get it. Yes, he was hurt. Physically, he's not on the field, but mentally, he's in that classroom. So you're seeing everything that Goff is seeing and understanding what a defense looks like, why he threw it there, when he threw it there. The problem with Hooker is not physical. The problem with him is he can't survey the field. You should have seen that in a classroom already.
Yeah, the problem is you drafted a quarterback out of a timing and rhythm offense that uses unique niche formations at the collegiate level that aren't even legal at the pro level. And you're trying to put him into a complicated pro-style offense. It's a bad fit. I mean, Andre Ware, from a football standpoint, couldn't read.
No.
But Andre Ware comes here. Oh, wait, he struggles. Yeah, can't read defenses. Why? Because he was at Houston. He was in the run and shoot, very niche, very unique, and at a time in football where defenses were just not equipped to deal.
No, and they couldn't, and it was obviously the system, because the guy who followed him in Houston, Klingler, did nothing in the NFL either.
Cover of Sports Illustrated holding a stick of dynamite as a football.
Yeah.
I remember that. David Klingler. The idea, and like, that Houston team was putting up like 60 a game.
Yes.
If you go back and look. It's just nuts. They were playing at the Astrodome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Stoney and I just being old people over here. My bad. We have a football today to get to. Then we have some Lions rumor mill. And yes, we're going to cover the Big Ten's playoff proposal. And by that, I mean Stoney will talk to you about it. I'm leaving.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.